This episode of the WDW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com and BuyAndSellDVC.com. Hello, this is Scott Fraioli from BuyAndSellDVC.com. We are a Disney Vacation Club resale company. Everyone has been in the parks or at the resorts and seen Disney's best kept secret, which is their Disney Vacation Club system. However, instead of buying directly from Disney, you could purchase the same contracts on the resale market. This is where people who are no longer interested in owning sell their contracts, and you can many times save half of what Disney charges. Again, that's www.buyandselldvc.com or search on Facebook for Buy and Sell DVC.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I am your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined with my regular crew today. Stacey Nyman, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Peter Ponacorvo, how are you?
Very well.
Included in my regular crew today, B. Thaxton, how are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent. And, well, and Scott Ferrigo, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for that wonderful intro.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, thank you guys for joining us again. We're going to talk about a really cool topic today. We're going to hit on Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I'm really excited about this. We put out a post on Facebook and in a few groups just today, and the comments went crazy. So it really must show how people really feel about Animal Kingdom Lodge, how it like hits right at their heart or like strikes a chord. I mean, what do you think? We had a hard time getting comments on a couple other resorts, but this one today, it went off the chart, didn't you? Don't you think?
I agree. It's a very unique resort.
Yeah, Scott. I tell you what. Before we start, though, I want to know what's going on in your life, Scott. Give me something good. Tell me something good in your life.
I don't know if it's it. No, I will say it is probably good. Down in, as you know, I live down here in Florida. Barely ever use the backyard because it was just. There was nothing really going on. It's hot. There's bugs. As you know, we built a pool a couple months ago. We screened everything in. So now we use the outside lanai area a lot. It's really, really nice. And the part that I think is good that you don't know is that I started, it's a little silly, but I created a little garden out there. So I'm growing tomatoes and squash and cucumbers.
Wait, I thought the boys did that.
No, nice.
I had them help me plant the stuff to start it in the house before we transferred it outside. And I literally go out there almost every day, probably every day, and just look at it, see how things are going. And it sounds a little weird and silly, but it's been really enjoyable and relaxing.
No, that's really cool.
Great.
Yeah, I love it. You didn't have a lanai, like a screened-in porch prior to this?
No, there was a little like lanai, little small area, but then it was just open to grass.
Ah, okay. So lanai is a gotcha.
Yeah, it's not screened in. It's just it's a little outdoor, like not a deck, but it's just a little outdoor like patio area. And then they just took the backyard and they put pavers down and put the pool in and they screened in the entire thing. So now it's an actual livable space, and I've just been enjoying being out there a lot more than I normally did in the past. And with the pool and seating areas, and again, now the garden. Oh, and I also brought a pellet smoker grill this week as well, so I'm looking forward to doing a lot more barbecuing.
Dang. So Scott, in one word, tell me why a screened-in porch is so important in Florida.
Bugs.
Because it's a bugs, swamp. Bugs, the bugs. Entire state's a swamp, right? You've got to protect...
It's not so bad during the day. At nighttime, you do not want to go outside during the summer. Depends where you are. I'm right across from a conservation area, and there's a lake on the other side.
Oh, man.
So there are definitely some bugs.
Wow. So my first experience when we started going to Florida, we actually rented a home down there, and he had a screened-in, back situation with his pool. And I never understood why until you go outside, like, in the morning, and you see, like 35,000 bugs just stuck to the side of the screen. And you're like, holy cow, I'd be like sitting in that at nighttime. So thank gosh they got those. I couldn't imagine having a pool and not having that. So I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to go and see it myself firsthand, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're always welcome to come. Honestly. All right.
B, what's good in your life? You got a garden?
Yep.
Okay.
I grow my own herbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like oregano, parsley, basil, cilantro. Shut up.
Like yes, God, be nice. Be nice. All right.
You will not get any more spaghetti sauce if you do not be nice.
So give me something else, though. What's good in your life right now?
Good amount. It's not snowing here, and we haven't had any snow.
Oh, man. You're the worst. You're the worst. Why would you say that to us?
I love you guys.
Oh, man.
How's Chicago?
Oh,
goodness.
It's like everywhere north of like Kentucky right now is just suffering. I bet even Kentucky's suffering right now. We can't shake it.
Oh, it is. A friend of mine's husband was down in Kentucky for a bass tournament this weekend, and they were in a snow delay.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Right now, it's 31 degrees, but the wind chill is like 20. Ooh. Just so you know, that's what it's like. We can't catch a break, but I'm saying that a little too quickly. Next Thursday and Friday, in like 4 or 5 days, it's supposed to get up to 66, 67 degrees. So for us,
that's amazing.
Oh my God, I'll be outside with my shirt off all day.
That's not amazing.
It's not good either.
Stacy,
what days I got to work this week? Hold on, I got to look.
It's currently 70 here at Magic Kingdom.
Wow. Nice.
Hang on. So wait, when you pull up the weather, it actually shows Magic Kingdom as your location? No.
It says Windermere, but I'm right behind Magic Kingdom. I just figured I'd say Magic Kingdom because I'm literally three miles down the road.
That's amazing.
Fireworks from his lanai.
Oh man!
Technically, I could see Magic Kingdom and the Hollywood Studios fireworks from my lanai.
So when you're harvesting squash and tomatoes, you could literally see fireworks.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you're living the dream. You are living the dream, Scott. Stacy.
Hey, I've got something to say before you go forward.
Yeah,
Stacy.
Yes.
I am very proud of you.
Aw, thank you.
I have been watching your progress and your races and your runs, and I'm proud of you. Chris started last year walking instead of riding the golf cart, but that only lasted for about a week.
Well, thank you so
you
much.
You convinced them that you did that for an entire week?
I know. She thinks it was for a week.
Well, he sent me pictures for about a week.
Did you see the timestamp? It was all the same day. He just changed shirts.
Same shirt, same everything.
Stacy's a beast, isn't she? She's out there like every week running.
30-degree temperature? Not me, buddy.
Oh, man, it was a lot colder than 30. It was 20 when we started, but that was without the wind chill. It had to have been less than 20 with the wind chill. But as we got to the water stops, the water had a layer of ice at the top of the water cups.
Oh.
So, like, you're trying to get it into your mouth, and it's, like, hitting you in the face. And then, when you're running, you get warm really fast. At least I do. So, my hat was off. My gloves were off by, maybe a mile in. So it wasn't so bad. And then when we stopped, though, it was about 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so cold. I put everything back on. So my hair was frozen because I was sweating in the back of my neck. And the hair on the back of my neck was all frozen. So
a few weeks ago, I started at 10K. It was 47. And when I finished, and it wasn't 5 hours later, it was 74. And I was,
oh, my goodness.
It was like,
wow.
Florida.
That's a big difference, yeah.
Stacy, does that officially qualify as your good?
Well, no. Well, that's my kind of non-Disney good, but my Disney good is that we are under 70 days until our trip in June. So we are getting ready to make our fast passes. So, with all the people coming with us, we actually just made a reservation for Hoop-Dee-Doo for June 20th for 19 people last night. Scott was on the phone for a long time with Disney Dining, like getting all the credit cards put in for all the different families. So we're all kind of, I'm going to be the fast pass person. So I'm going to be making fast passes for everybody for the trip. So we'll have to just see how that goes. Wow. But that's coming up. It's like next week, I think we get to start doing the fast passes.
Man, I got to get
you I'm just going to focus on Flight of Passage and Mine Train and then get those and then kind of go backwards and we can, be a little bit more casual with the rest of them. But
good luck with that.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
You're gonna need it.
I was just going to say, I need to get you some Florida help. We need to get you some people from Florida to give you, right? All right. Pete, let's make this quick with you and me. Give me something good really quick so we can get to our show.
I survived Albanese candy again today.
You did?
Oh, good.
All right.
Candy.
Okay, great teaser here, Pete. Let's talk about that for 1 second. Scott and B may not be aware. I know B listened to the show. Scott, I heard listen to the show, but let's talk about that really fast. What are you planning on doing with that candy?
Well, some of it's for my wife and I because, you know, it is the world's greatest gummies. But there is going to be a 1 pound bag that's going to go out to a lucky listener. We'll tell you how to win it at the end of the show, but
you heard that,
stay
folks?
Tuned. You're gonna get to possibly be the recipient of a free 1 pound bag of the world's greatest gummy bears.
A free,
hey, awesome.
A free 3/4 pound bag of gummies coming in your direction. Right?
Yeah, because Chris is going to ship it. So, if it's a full pound when you get it, I can't be all responsible for that.
Outstanding. All right. So, and just briefly with me, I'm going to leave this vague, but I am celebrating. Stacy knows, Pete knows, Scott knows, but I accomplished a feat today on the computer that makes me a little bit less than a computer, let's say a computer boob. I've actually upgraded just slightly on that, so I am absolutely celebrating. It's a good day. All right, let's get to our topic, Animal Kingdom Lodge. Okay, you ready for some interesting facts to start off the show?
Yeah.
All right, so
bring it on.
Here we go. So it was designed by a Denver architect named Peter Dominick, okay, who...
No relation.
No Raider, no relation. Didn't think that would occur. he was of the Urban Design Group. It's now 4240 Architecture, okay? Peter Dominick actually has already passed away. He died a relatively young man. But outside of Animal Kingdom Lodge, he designed two other Disney resorts, essentially Disney resorts. What are they?
Wilderness Lodge.
Yep, Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness Lodge, very similar, like a cousin, huh? Right? Design is very similar, that lobby. And what else?
Grand California.
Grand California. Peter, you studied.
I was just making stupid guesses, and it happened to be right.
Well, Peter, you promised you weren't studying.
I wasn't. I figured it was all Disney World stuff. I picked Disneyland just to be kind of a goof.
If you want to Google it, look at this web address. It's 4240architecture.com. And they actually list the Animal Kingdom Lodge as one of their pieces, and it's obviously an architectural firm. But the way they have pictures...
Did they do both lodges, Kidani and Jumbo?
Yes, they have. Okay. But the scope is... It actually has a little listing. It says, design architect for a 75-acre site with 1,293 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of restaurants, a corral, a veterinarian clinic, stables, spa, and 1,500 parking spaces. So when you think about that, it's like, yeah, that's a cute resort. You don't realize they had to build into the resort a veterinarian clinic, stables. They had to put it on 43 acres of wildlife preserve. So it's not like they just to simply design, like, and I'm not trying to badmouth, like, All-Star Sports. They had to come up with theming. They had to create an environment to be like a living environment amongst the theme of the resort. It's amazing. But
yeah.
Check out 4240architecture.com. Okay, so it was designed to resemble a what? What is its theming? Who could best sum it up? B, give me the theming. Give me it in a few words.
You want a few words from me? It's something, I don't know, something African bungalow. I don't know.
Okay.
The dark wood, I mean, that's as close as I'm going to come to it.
You guys are close. I mean, it's right there. But think about what other resorts he designed, too. Anyone want to take a guess at this?
A lodge.
Good girl. An East African National Park Lodge. So it's got five-story thatched roof guest room wings. And, you know, you initially mentioned that lobby. And that's like the first impression you make. Obviously, well, actually, it's the outside, the thatched roof. But when you walk in, the lobby is, like, breathtaking. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, give me your impression of the lobby just when you walk into Jumbo House.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that was the exact word I was using, was breathtaking. You walk in and it's just absolutely amazing. It's just all open and it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
What about the smell? Can you define the smell? It's not a bad smell. It's a very distinctive smell when you walk into the lobby. Anyone? Bueller? No? It has like this...
I can't remember.
Yeah, no, it's got this interesting like cinnamony type spice smell to it, but it's completely distinctive. There's a, you know, the aloe and clover smell of the beach club and yacht club.
Yep.
Amber said woodsing.
Spicy.
Spices. I think it was just from the restaurants, but maybe it's actually pumped in. I know all the resorts pump in the smell. I just figured it was because, you know, Bowman stuff was right there, but maybe it's actually pumped in. And yeah, spicy is a good choice.
Cool. I will always remember that. That's like the first thing that hits me, in addition to the lobby, is when you walk in. It's not overpowering, but it's like, wow, that's exotic. It really is pretty cool. All right, so Scott, let's go first with you. Give me your gut impression. Tell me what you think about the resort.
Animal Kingdom Lodge is absolutely one of my favorite resorts. I typically go back and forth between Boardwalk and Animal Kingdom. Those are the two resorts I've stayed at the most. It's just Boardwalk is a great resort. I love the location. You know, Boardwalk's whole thing is the location is amazing. Animal Kingdom, the location isn't fantastic, but when you walk in, it is just so impressive and exotic that it just immediately takes you away. You know, it's not a regular Disney hotel. I mean, you are transported to Africa with, you know, they've got all artifacts and stuff from different tribes in Africa. And again, the thatched roofs and the big carved wooden totems and, you know, shields from different tribes and stuff. I mean, it is just, you are not on Disney property. You are in Africa, and it is absolutely amazing.
That sounds perfect. B, what is your impression?
I'm going to agree with Scott, but if you, Jumbo and Kidani have completely different feels to them.
Yes.
Okay.
Jumbo is huge. It's open. It's breathtaking. Kidani has the same design, but on a smaller scale, and it's more intimate, quaint, a more homey feeling. So you've got two completely different feelings in the same resort.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Depending on where you're staying.
Mm-hmm. Peter, have you ever been there to stay, or have you been there to eat?
I've been there for both.
Okay. Give me your...
I've never been to Jumbo. I've only been to Kidani.
Okay. Give me your first impression, then.
When you first walk in, there's like this, it's kind of dark at the front of the lobby, but then as you walk further into the lobby and you get closer to that two-story tall window that looks out onto the savannah, it brightens up, and it's almost like you're coming out of a tunnel, and then you just open up into this environment. It's really incredible.
Mm-hmm. And Stacy, give me your gut impression. I know you've been there.
Yeah, we stay both at Kidani and Jumbo. What I think about immediately are the sounds. Every single time that we've gone, no matter, you know, there's always somebody drumming someplace, whether it's somebody right outside the doors as you're walking in. Like a lot of times when we'd come back from the parks, there'd be somebody sitting on the bench outside the automatic doors before entering to the lobby, playing the drums and encouraging the kids to come up and, you know, hit the drums and stuff. And then usually somewhere else there's something going on, whether it's like down a set of stairs or in a different room. The kids got to join a drum circle one time, which we just happened upon it. And it was like the best memory of the whole trip. They just sat there for about an hour playing drums with cast members. And it was just amazing. So the sounds are what kind of grabs my attention.
Okay. That also is very accurate. They're always going, aren't they? They're always playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you mind if I hit on one thing on the sounds? Just because she brought me right back to the lodge by saying that. One of the things that I love is that when you park in the parking lot and you're walking up to the lobby, there's a little walkway you've got to go through that's it's got a bunch of vegetation in there, and they pump in sounds of like little like bugs and things chirping and stuff. And then as you start walking up to the lobby, they've got like animal calls, like kind of going off in the distance and stuff. And I mean, it's so immersive. It's absolutely awesome.
I think we actually discussed this as one of the best themed, if not the best themed resort on property. So let's set the table. So the location you mentioned earlier, and you mentioned it's not the best. It potentially could be the furthest from all the theme parks with the exception of the Animal Kingdom Park. It is in the very corner of the property. So when you describe two different resorts, you're talking about Jumbo House and Kidani. You know, just describe both briefly so people understand when you're talking about Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's made up of two different types of buildings and like their location and their proximity to each other, Scott.
Okay. So what happened is Disney created the first, the main lodge, which was Jumbo House. And that's the one with the big open air lobby. And eventually they made the fifth floor completely DVC rooms. And then some of the sixth floor is club level for DVC as well. And it became so popular that they built Kidani Village right next door. And Kidani Village is probably, I think walking distance is maybe three quarters of a mile or a mile. But essentially, it's on the same, it's like on the same property, but it's a separate building that you have to walk to. And they made Kidani Village all DVC rooms. Because Jumbo was so popular, they said, you know, everybody wants to get into Animal Kingdom. We don't have enough rooms. They actually built an entire resort right next to it and specifically just made every single thing DVC. But it's all on the same property. You know, you go through the guard gates, and, you know, once you get past that, Jumbo House is on your right, and then you drive another half mile or less down the road, and Kidani's down right at the end of it as well. So it's all one property that's funneled in together, but they're probably about a mile or less apart walking. But they also do have a shuttle van that runs between the two resorts as well, which really helps out.
Yeah. Stacy, when you were there, did you walk from one resort to the other, or did you just stay situated at where you were at?
When we stayed at Kidani, we walked to Jumbo House for a meal one time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't long. Like, I think I remember going to the front desk and asking, like, should we walk? Should we take the bus? And they were kind of like, well, it's kind of a long walk. And then we ended up walking going, that wasn't long at all. It was totally, you know, like, it felt like it was
10 really minutes.
Close. So, yeah.
Exactly. 10-minute walk.
So, you know, we weren't in a hurry or anything. So, don't be afraid of that walk. It's not bad, and it's a nice walk, as far as I can remember, at least. So.
Yeah. No, you're right. Take the walk. Don't wait for the bus. The bus is going to be slow. You're not going to see anything, but the walk actually is really nice, and it gets you out there, and it gives you the feel of being out there, and you see the resort. You see the thatched roofs. It isn't far, and you're on vacation, so enjoy the walk. Enjoy the time with your family. It really isn't far at all. B, so let me ask you a question. So there are so many strengths this resort has. And I've seen you in your bathing suit sunning yourself at various resorts. What about this one? Describe the pools at this resort.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What are you doing watching me? Do you have a droid? Drone? Not a droid. Okay.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
He's got an iPhone, but I have a droid.
There's not the droid.
Jumbo is a very large pool because it is a larger resort. It has a couple of hot tubs that are stuck back in corners that are very remote and very tropical. It has a really nice kids area. Kidani has a smaller pool, has a great slide. It has a fantastic kids splash pad.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the pool.
Right next to the pool. Probably one of the best on properties. Of all the properties, I love Kidani. I like the rooms are larger. The staff, it's a different feel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because it's all DVC and they know its owners, but they're two completely different feels of the resorts.
Mm-hmm. Scott, when you sat by the pool, all right, so let's say you're not growing cucumbers and you're out of the lanai and you're sitting by the pool, which pool do you prefer, the Jumbo pool or the Kidani pool?
Personally, I probably prefer Jumbo House.
Why is that?
I've spent more time at Jumbo than Kidani, so maybe I'm just more accustomed to that pool.
Mm-hmm.
But both are really, really nice. I just happen to like Jumbo House. I know B likes Kidani over Jumbo, and I like Jumbo over Kidani. So that's what things.
The two of you don't agree.
I know, shocker. I know, right? But that, again, that's what's great for everyone is that, you know, somebody likes something and the other person likes the other. You know, you've got different options. You can't pick a loser out of the two. You know, I mean, they're great stories. But personally, I like Jamba House just because when I walk in there, it's impressive. Every time I walk into that lobby, I'm just taken aback by it. Where Kidani's, as B explained perfectly before, it's more quaint and small and it's more intimate. You know, that's okay. I like walking the job and going, wow, this is just massive, and I love this place. Mm-hmm. So I've spent a lot more time at Jumbo than Kidani.
Okay.
But both
stays at Jumbo because there's no restaurants at Kidani, and all the restaurants are over at Jumbo.
Yeah, different things, yeah.
So Nana's at Kidani. What do you mean?
Oh, well, that's true. But there's no quick service.
No quick service or, you know, a non-signature restaurant at
You're right. Because by the pool at Jumbo House, literally right next to the pool is the Mara. So your quick service restaurant, I could stand in the pool and I could throw like a Nerf ball right into the door of the Mara. And over at Kidani, there is a bar and they may serve some snacks and whatnot, but I don't know if they serve a menu there. So if you're looking for food options, even though it's quieter, I don't know if it works as well for a family because the family has, you could stay at the pool at Jumbo House for hours. You'll be fine. You just keep on going in for your snacks and your cupcakes and your lunch. You could literally stay there the entire afternoon.
But if you've got small kids, that pool being smaller, it's easier to keep an eye on two or three kids in that pool at Jumbo, which is a much larger pool.
Good point.
Why would I want to stay and eat somewhere where I could possibly get pelted with Nerf balls by Chris?
I'm not there all the time. All right. So, Pete, you mentioned, and I should have known this, so you mentioned the food. So let's talk about that.
Of course.
Is there – and
again,
so
no shock there, right, folks?
Just quickly off the top of your head, does Animal Kingdom Lodge have the best food options on site as far as contained at the resort?
Oh, I don't know if I could say that.
Okay.
How about unique?
What's that?
How about unique?
Unique, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So describe
whether or not it's the best at a resort, that one's debatable.
Okay.
It's very good.
Okay. Describe it to us. Tell us where you've been, because you're a foodie. Tell us where you've been to eat.
It's, well, at Kidani, it's Sanaa. Mm-hmm. And it's really all there is.
Okay.
I mean, you have the grab and go in the gift shop. You can, you know, pull a Stouffer's frozen mac and cheese out of the freezer up there if you really wanted to, I suppose. But
not African inspired, but okay.
No, not at all.
so hit us up with Sanaa. You've been there?
But, I mean, okay. If you've heard anything about Sanaa, you've heard about the bread service.
Okay.
You cannot go there and not get the bread service. You are doing yourself and everyone you are with a huge disservice if you were to do that.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
You know, and they have stuff. It's exotic to a point, but then they bring it back just enough where if you're not the world's most adventurous eater, there's still going to be something there you'll eat. And you may try something somebody else may at your table may be a little more adventurous than you and try something that they had. You know, it's I don't know. I'm at a loss here. It's just a great restaurant.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Have you eaten over at GECO?
I have not because I have never set foot in Jumbo yet.
Okay. They have going over there by myself. I can usually walk in and they have a counter where you can, it's open to the kitchen. That is absolutely amazing to sit there and watch them cook and see the different ingredients. And it's a different experience.
Hmm. That sounds like something I'd definitely be into.
Yeah.
Is that eating counter be or just like a waiting area?
It's an eating counter. Hmm. And they usually only put people there that singles, but if you go in and request it, I'm sure you can. They'll put doubles there. Every time I've sat there, it's only been people eating by themselves, and it's maybe six or eight seats. And the staff interacts; they talk to you as they're cooking, and it's a really unique experience.
What else?
And you get to see the giraffe and antelope meat as they prepare it for you.
Exactly.
Sounds great. I don't know what the problem is.
I think you would like that, Pete. It
sounds like I would.
It's one of my favorite restaurants on property.
Who has the wine service? Who has the insane wine list?
That's over at Jumbo.
Yeah, that's Chico.
That's Chico. Okay. Yeah. So describe that to me. Not necessarily the wine, but the food at Chico.
All three of them have, depending on when you go, the menu changes so frequently. Mm-hmm. I've never been where it's the same thing all the time. Amber, I think the last time we were there, you had bone marrow. Yeah. Bone marrow appetizer. And, I mean, it's different every time you go. So I can't really tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's very, very flavorful. All of the food is. I had duck at Boma couple weeks ago before the Moonlight Magic event. And the flavors of all of these restaurants are so unique.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What if I got a guy listening right now or a gal, and she's like, oh man, I don't know, that African food doesn't sound so good, or it might be spicy. What can you say to the person that's like, that doesn't appeal to me?
It's not spicy. It's flavorful.
It's spiced. It's not spicy.
Right.
There's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, which brings me to my next point. So if you're looking for an entry to like African-inspired cooking, go and eat over at Boma.
Boma.
And Boma is over at the Jumbo House, okay? And it's a buffet. It might be the second best value breakfast buffet on property, right behind Trails End over at Fort Wilderness. So Stacy, have you gone to eat at Boma before?
Yes, we ate dinner at Boma quite a long time ago.
Okay.
But I just remember it was amazing. It was great.
Okay. Scott, what was your experience at Boma?
I had the same exact experience as Stacy. It was a long time ago. I ate there once, but I enjoyed all the food. My wife's not as adventurous with the food, and she was able to find stuff that worked out well for her as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my mother-in-law won't eat anything that's spicy. And I think that she found stuff too. You know, they have great stuff for kids as well. So, you know, we're not super adventurous eaters, but we all enjoyed it. And it's a great time to just try something. You can get a little bit of something, and you can brag to all your friends that you ate all this exotic food. But you know, if it's not your thing, there's always something else to try. It's like a great, great way to do that.
You know what? Particularly breakfast, too. Try breakfast. They've got an African-inspired section for the breakfast. And then they have your standard fare. So I've eaten at Boma now 3 or 4 times with my – now she's 6, but at one point she was 3 when we went. At one point she was 1.5. It never let us down. She was always able to find a bunch of food that she enjoyed. So we were able to expose that to her and also, you know, expose it to ourselves. That it was really good. They have asparagus there too as well. They do something with their asparagus. It's like grilled asparagus, and it's amazing. So I can't recommend that. If you're okay, I'm a little hesitant for Chico. I'm a little hesitant for Sanaa.
Sanaa.
Yeah, Boma is a great option, and the Mara is a good option for quick service. They have a really comprehensive menu, like we said, down by the pool. So if you're looking for your chicken nuggets and your hamburgers and cheeseburgers for the kids, they got it. But if you're looking for African-inspired flatbreads, they've got it. If you're looking for couscous, they've got that with like an African stew. So
their pastries, yum.
Yeah, the pastries. Who wants to talk about the Zebra Domes? Who's had that?
Oh, my gosh. The Zebra Domes or the peanut butter brownies?
Which?
I have the unpopular opinion of not being a huge Zebra Dome fan. I've tried them 2 times, and both times I just completely expected something different. I can see why people think that they're amazing, but I'm not a huge sweets person. So I was kind of like, oh, I wish it was more like this. But everybody should try it, obviously. But I think I'm like one of the only people on earth who was like, I can leave that.
Okay.
I'll leave it for everybody else to have more.
Okay. Tell me right now, if you had to sum up something, though, one thing about the menu, what would you say, Stacy? Give me like one word to describe that menu for all the places.
Completely diverse.
2 words, okay. Peter?
Okay. Okay, then just diverse.
Diverse. Pete, give me something to say. Give me something.
Exotic.
Okay. Scott.
Flavorful.
Miss B.
Unique.
Is Amber there?
Yep.
Amber, give me one word.
I wasn't ready.
Everyone, this is B. Thaxton's daughter, Amber, and she's at home right now in South Carolina with Amber, so we're going to put her on the spot. Give me one word, Amber.
Diverse.
Excellent. And I will say this word. I will say eclectic, only because they offer you such different variety. So try it. You'll love it. We covered the pools. We covered the restaurants. Let's talk about the size of the rooms and the quality of the rooms and the various levels. What do they have over at Jumbo House, B, as far as rooms?
Jumbo House has the value rooms. There are 10 value rooms, 5 studios, 5 one-bedrooms.
Those are club levels.
That is club level. Sorry.
And they have 2-bedroom values, too, right?
To connect.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what do they have, Scott? 7? They don't have any.
There's a good amount of value. There's a good amount of value rooms, but Jumbo's the only one that has the value rooms or the club level. Kidani does not have those options. They only have standard views and Savannah views.
Okay.
Jumbo has standard and Savannah as well, but also have the value and club options, which are definitely unique.
Okay.
You also have the pool table in the 3-bedroom Grand Villa at Jumbo.
Yep.
And do you know the name of the Grand Villa? What's
no.
it called? Peter, do you know it? Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do. It's the Royal what? Isn't that it?
I don't know.
Is my information wrong? Anybody, Scott, bail me out here. Isn't there a name to this?
Not that I'm aware of. Not for DVC. Maybe. I don't know.
Isn't there a Royal Asante suite? Is that just regular?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I don't think that's a DVC room, though.
Oh, just a Royal suite?
I think
suite?
That's just one of their suites.
Of
it's
course.
Like their presidential suite.
Their presidential suite. Someone was so impressed with the actor Armand Asante, they named the suite after him, of course. Right? Anyone? Rico?
Yeah, right.
No, never.
Either that or it's from The Lion King.
Never mind. All right. We're going to move on. Anyways, so.
Remember, the rooms over at Jumbo are smaller than the rooms at Kidani. You also get, with a 1-bedroom at Jumbo, you get 1 full bath. At Kidani, you get 2. And with a 2-bedroom, you get 3 full baths at Jumbo, at Kidani. And with a 3-bedroom, you get 4 full baths at Kidani.
Okay. What else makes Kidani really unique? Talk about something that really makes it different. Talk about the parking.
Underneath?
Right?
Yeah.
You are allowed to park underneath. That's where their parking lot's at. So, okay, that's not a big deal. Until it's June and you get in your car at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it becomes the biggest
4,000 degrees.
It's hotter than the face of the sun in your car, right? So that's pretty unique, is they park you underneath over at Kidani.
What's nice about that also is that Kidani has very long hallways, and if you can figure out where your room is, you can now park your car underneath your hallway, underneath your room, so you don't have to always just walk down the long hallways like boardwalk to get to your room.
Okay. So,
okay. And I can vouch that those are really long hallways.
Okay, I'm going to take up for them, because 2 years ago when I was doing the rentals, and I don't do them much anymore now, and we have a few weekends. But anyway, somebody was complaining about the hallways. So I took my Garmin and I went and I walked the farthest room at Kidani to the bus stop. And then I went to Grand Floridian and I walked from the farthest room at the hall to the monorail. So you can out the building, down the steps, out the building, back in the main building, back upstairs, out to the monorail.
It
was longer to get from Grand Floridian to the monorail than it is from the farthest room at Kidani to the bus stop. But because it's that long hallway, it feels like it's forever long.
Okay. As Scott right now is wondering if that was on company time. That experiment for the day, but we'll allow it, Scott, because it actually it did
this
deal with
time. You mean I get my own time?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's talk. We've got a bunch of comments to get through, but I want to talk about something that people often view as not necessarily a negative, but it can be a challenge. So let's talk about the bus service, and it essentially is you know, the only form of transportation from the resort. So who wants to talk about how far it can be, or how intermittent based on its location? Scott.
It's not as bad as, and that's one of the main knocks on it, is mm-hmm. that it's further out from everything. Mostly, it's a long ride, from a decently long ride from Animal Kingdom over to Magic Kingdom. It's probably a 20-minute bus ride. Mm-hmm. And the buses stop, depending on which park you're going to, either at Kidani first and then it hits Jumbo, or Jumbo first and then hits Kidani, and then heads out to the park. So it can be a little bit of a ride. Animal Kingdom is actually more centrally located than Grand Floridian or Bay Lake Tower or Polynesian to all of the other parks. So it's not that far, but Magic Kingdom's kind of on the other end, so it is a hike, but it's much quicker. Obviously, it's right around the corner from Animal Kingdom Park, and it's decently close to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. So it's probably a 10 to 12 minute ride, but Magic Kingdom can be in the 20 minute range by the time you drive around property and going through lights and stuff. It can take a while.
You know what? That's a great point. I guess I hadn't thought about it in those terms. It's a lot more convenient to get to Epcot and to get to Hollywood Studios, Blizzard Beach, and Winter Summerland, the miniature golf course, than you would be if you were isolated up at the Grand Floridian to get down in those directions. So I guess it's a half dozen, one way, or, so I guess so.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they contact us, they say, I have to be on the monorail to be close to everything. But if you pull up, a map that shows all of Disney property, those resorts are kind of by themselves by Magic Kingdom. All the other resorts are kind of more located near each other. So technically the ones that everybody wants to be close to everything are actually the ones that are furthest away from the other three parks and water parks and everything.
True.
I mean, look at the most centrally located resort. Nobody wants to stay there.
Yep.
Saratoga.
Yep.
Okay. So, can I, before we go into these comments, give me anything, Scott. What did you want to mention before we talk about, we have a whole bunch of things to get through today. Give me something to talk about Animal Kingdom Lodge here.
My absolute favorite room, if you're able to get them, are the value rooms. Not a ton of them, but they're 3 feet shorter than the comparable rooms, whether it's a studio, one bedroom, or two bedroom. But because of that, Disney drops the points down that are required to book those rooms dramatically. So that is, it becomes the absolute best bang for the buck on property. It starts at 9 points per night in the off season. So dollar wise through us, that's $153 a night for Animal Kingdom. So great option in those value rooms.
Yeah,
we scored a two-bedroom value last summer, and it was really, really, really nice. So I can also vouch for that.
Okay. B, give me one last thing here before we get to our comments.
It's the closest resort to my house. I can be there in about 10, 12 minutes.
So if you wanted to do a combined split stay between B. Thaxton's house and Animal Kingdom Lodge, that's where to go.
Commute's not bad, yeah.
Is that ever an option?
I have an enclosed pool also, but I don't have a big lanai and a new grill. And
Scott, what's the rental price going of a B. Thaxton stay, just so I know? Is there a rental?
Off season is 4 points per night.
I will be there.
It's a steal.
You are welcome anytime, as long as you bring me candy from that place that Pete's sending me candy from.
Pete's sending candy from. All right. Peter, give me one last thing.
Just because you don't have a Savannah View, a quote-unquote Savannah View room, doesn't mean you don't have a view of the Savannah.
Agreed.
Good point.
Because I did not have a Savannah View for the night I stayed there. And Chris, I sent you pictures. You walk out of my balcony, and there was Okapi sitting down right below my room. There was different animals right outside my room every day.
Mm-hmm. Some of the value rooms, you can see the Savannah.
Yep. 20% of them.
Stacy, give me one last thing.
Yeah, my kid's favorite part of staying in Kidani was the community hall. They could have spent every day, I think, at the community hall of our trip. It's if you don't know what it is, it's basically a room that has video games, and I think there was a foosball table and a, you know, TV, lots of toys, arts and crafts. And there's cast members who run this center basically every day. And they learned my kids' names. They were, you know, hanging out with them. Sophie was painting this big ceramic bell character, and she had a cast member sitting right next to her the entire time painting her own thing. So it was really, it was kind of like almost like a cruise line experience, just with the attention to, you know, just leisure, you know, just with the things that they were having for the kids to do. And if you're a DVC member, a lot of these things cost extra and you get a discount. So it was really nice to have that discount. And it's a pretty significant discount. We'd probably spend, you know, $10 a day, you know, on the different things. We have four kids, so they were all able to do different activities. So that is really worth checking out. It's definitely something that our kids look forward to.
Okay. And I want to give you guys one last thing. And here's what I'd like people to remember is at Jumbo House in Kidani, when you walk outside the back of the resort, you walk out into a wildlife preserve. So it's almost like walking to your zoo for your large city. They have you know, giraffes and I don't want to say rhinoceroses because it's going to be wrong, but they have wild animals that will come right up to the fences or close to the fences. They're eating, they're feeding them. And if you go out there at nighttime, they have actually something where they'll put night vision glasses out there for you to use to look at the animals on the savannah at nighttime. But you don't realize you're actually on a working wildlife preserve when you're there, or you're visiting a real wildlife preserve. So like the cultural experience and the actual cool factor of that resort is through the roof. You have to remember to go out there and look at the animals and be out there. It's something unlike any other resort on Disney property or I've ever stayed at. So check that out when you're there.
Okay. There's nothing like getting up in the morning and taking your coffee and sitting out on the balcony and watching the giraffes or the zebras run. And it's an amazing experience.
When you send pictures back to your friends, you are guaranteed to be the envy of everybody when you send those pictures back home, right?
That
giraffe's right outside my window. What? Mm-hmm. Yep, it's true. All right, so you guys ready? We got a bunch of comments. I want to get through them. If you're ready to roll, maybe Stacy and Pete, can I get you guys help? Maybe log in and take some of this because I'm going to get tired. I do too much talking anyways. Ready to go, though, guys?
Yeah.
All right, Scott. B. Probably a lame... Oh, this is from Lisa Yost. And Lisa Yost is a great friend of ours. And you could find her on our Facebook group, which is actually... Ooh, that's a secret. I shouldn't say that one, should I, Pete? That's a secret Facebook group, right? That's for the WW podcast. It's called EDCOT. Oh. Oh, man, that was bad. All right. Lisa Yost.
What was that cover?
Right? Probably a lame question, but do the buses run to both sides? Can't wait to hear, since this may be where we rent points for our next trip. Do buses run to both Jumbo and Kidani, B?
Same bus. I think Scott said earlier, depending on which park you're going to, it stops at Jumbo first and then Kidani, or Kidani and then Jumbo, but you do not share with any other resort.
Okay. B. Faxton, does anybody have any questions about the no cash at Jumbo? Interesting. I got Blanca Willie Martinez saying, I'd love to know about this. Is this only at Jumbo, not Kidani? Tell me about it.
It is. It is something that Disney is experimenting with. They are trying to see if a cashless system will work resort-wise and park-wise eventually. They encourage everyone to either use their Magic Bands or gift cards. There are only two registers at the gift shop that use cash. All of the restaurants and everything else are cashless.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We should probably talk about that gift shop over at Jumbo House right now. That gift huge. Shop, right? Tell me about the gift shop,
gift shop,
right?
It is huge.
it's enormous, and if you're looking for African like themed, and if you're looking for actual art and artistry from Africa as well as the standard fare, that's like the Taj Mahal of Disney Resort gift shops is the one over at Jumbo House.
The wood carvings are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always like a highlight. How strange is that? We walk in and we're like, okay, I have to absolutely stop at the gift shop to see what's there, what's different this time.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So Lisa Yost again, better side for kids.
Scott? Kidani.
Okay. Yeah. Scott, what do you think?
I knew B was going to say Kidani. Again, uh-huh. I always loved Jumbo House. However, again, you can't pick a bad one here. However, pool wise, with the splash area over at Kidani. You know, either one. Again, I have two little ones as well. We've done both. They're both absolutely great. The way I personally feel is I always like Jumbo House unless you're doing a larger room, one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, because you get the extra bathroom. So I always goes towards Jumbo House. But I mean, Kidani does have that awesome splash area. So I mean, either one.
Okay.
All right. And then the next one is from Aunt Wells. What's not to miss when staying there for a resort only stay? So that's a pretty unique question. Somebody who's not going into the theme parks, that's a great place to stay. So what kind of things do they have to offer somebody to keep them entertained for a full day?
Stacy, I think you said it. The community hall, the night vision on the Savannah. I mean, there's a ton of things to do. And by the way, that's Vicky Marie's husband.
Oh, that's funny. And see, also, they have those tours, too, those culinary tours that you can take.
And they do the Savannah night tour. Are they still doing that, Scott?
I'm not 100% sure on that one.
They have been doing it, and I know there's a DVC discount, or it may have only been four DVC members, one of the two. There is a cost for it, and it is a night tour in a Jeep of the Savannah.
Yeah, I mean... Resort-wise, I mean, Animal Kingdom probably offers the most, personally, I think, of any resort with stuff to do. With all stuff during the day, you know, you could go in the lobby and they have stuff like engraved in the floors, and you could do rubbings to kind of take the engraving, you know, for kids to take the engravings out onto pieces of paper. And they have always drumming and sing-alongs. There's a ton of stuff to do. And Chris said it best when he said there's a lot of stuff to do around the resort if you don't have the Savannah view. With the viewing areas, I mean, I know at least at Jumbo House, they have a big flamingo pen where they've got like 40 flamingos that are in there. You can sit there and watch them and watch the animals. I mean, at Animal Kingdom, I mean, for a resort-only stay, there's so much stuff to do there. So, I mean, you're not going to get bored. It's great.
You know, Stacy, you were right, though, too. And, of course, I don't have the information to back this up. So I'm going to preface this by saying it's only hearsay, but I'm almost certain you're correct. They do offer a free tour of, like, a cooking exhibition, and it might be at BOMA, though I don't have the information short of hand, where it's, like, it was, at least it was, like, 30 minutes, and you get, like, a sample afterwards. But
yeah, and they go through all the history of the restaurants and the different artifacts and things there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like it's food and it's culture and it's history, and they talk about, you know, where things came from in Africa, and it's supposed to be just amazing.
Call Disney or check with the concierge if you check in, because I do remember that being a thing, but I don't want to quote it as if it's 100% certain. Aunt Wells again asks, are there resort mugs worth getting at Kidani, and where are the refill stations? So who can answer that one?
I'll let B take that one.
B?
There's refill station at Kidani, at the pool, and I believe at the gift shop.
Yep.
Okay.
I think it is at the gift shop.
And
I know there's one up by the pool.
Yeah, and at the Jumbo House, I know for certain there's one over by the Mara, which is by the pool. So that might be the one for that location. But are the resort mugs worth getting? It, you know, with how long you stay, Aunt and Vicky? Absolutely. Because you're there
take
for two.
Advantage of that.
Yeah. There's no doubt they're worth getting. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Silma Martinez asks, if you stay at Jumbo, can you go to Kidani's pool?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There's a bus, and you could walk. Take the walk. It's beautiful, right?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
So Tamara Spidell wanted to know, she said, what are the different types of studios they have? I feel like I've heard about something about the Lux and Value Studios at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and do any of them sleep five? I know we've gone over the Value and Deluxe studios already. But correct. Do any of them sleep five?
None of the studios at Animal Kingdom sleep five.
Oh.
Scott, off the top of your head, where do studios sleep five? Do you know? Yep. Where off the top of your head?
Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Beach Club, Boardwalk, and Wilderness Lodge.
Saratoga does not?
Saratoga does not.
Okay.
And by Wilderness Lodge, I mean Boulder Ridge. The new Copper Creek only sleeps four.
Okay. Tamara, you could probably fit 30 in there if you really wanted to, but it's a matter of how many they're really going to sleep, just so you know, as an FYI. So, all right. Aunt Wells asks, is the bread service in the lounge as good as Sanaa? Anybody?
It's the same.
It is the same. So he's specifically saying the bread service in the lounge as good as Sanaa. It is the same?
It's the same bread service.
Okay.
He's right.
And what's the best cocktail to have in the lounge, specifically to you, B. Thaxton?
The one in your hand.
I'll go with Pete on that one, the one in your hand. Okay, so I took Tammy Scott, our friend Tammy, was staying there club level last year, I guess, and we walked over to pick up the bread service at Kidani, and we had a... Amber, what's
I don't know.
The cinnamon tastes like cinnamon. Fireball and...
That's not really
a signature drink there that I know of.
I'm sorry for laughing. Shucks,
leave me alone. It's been a long week. You guys are not... I can't believe y'all have picked
up. All I remember is tequila shots.
Tequila shots,
there
you go. I don't know that they have a signature drink there. Can we talk about Top of the World?
No.
Sorry, Ed. When I walk in.
Scott, is there a signature drink?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
And when you find out, let us know, because we're gonna need that information for the next time we do this show. All right.
Hush.
Okay. Aunt Wells also asks that Ava asks, can I see giraffes from our room? We do have a Savannah room booked.
Yes.
Better believe it.
Possibly.
We'll have them put in just for them.
Theoretically, the answer is yes.
There's no guarantee that you're going to see a giraffe, though.
Okay. Stacy.
All right. Lisa Yost asks, when you rent points, do you have a choice where to stay, or are you just assigned a room?
Well, I mean, when you get a room, when we book a room for you, it will either be at Jumbo House or Kidani, and you will know that prior. And we could tell you prior as well, you know, which of the resorts is available. The rooms are assigned pretty much when you check in, so it's not a designated room. It's like a regular hotel. You show up and the room's assigned. If there's something else you'd like, you could possibly ask if they have something that'll fit your family better. You know, if you want to be on a specific floor or whatever, you can let them know. But, You'll know beforehand what it is.
Lisa, I did the touring plans room requesting facts that they send out automatically for you. And we got our room choices for both Kidani and Jumbo when we did that. So you can do that too, or go through the Disney, when you are making your room request, whenever you do that, like if you're doing the checkout or check-in, online check-in and stuff like that.
Okay, so friend of the show, Joe Quattrochi, he says, I have heard so many pros and cons about staying in Kidani and Jumbo. What would you guys recommend for my wife and I for a nice, relaxing, quiet experience for us when we return from the parks? Quietest pools, quietest room areas, etc. Thanks in advance.
Well, of the resorts, Kidani is definitely the more quiet of the two. Pools are going to be a little more quiet. The resort itself is a little more quiet and intimate, as B had mentioned earlier. As for the most quiet rooms, I guess probably just like any hotel, the further you get away from the lobby, the less people are going to be walking back and forth, you know,
right
in front of your doorway. So the furthest out you're going to get is going to be the most quiet. Again, it might be the most inconvenient because it's further away from the lobby. But again, you can park underneath. But if you do want to go to the lobby or go anywhere, it's going to be a walk. But those are going to be the most quiet rooms.
And actually, I didn't hear anybody when I was staying there. So.
Okay. Excellent. Stacy.
There you go, Joe.
Yeah, so there's a couple questions that we've already covered. So I'm going to go move on down to Aunt Wells Park or questions. Do the Park Disney Springs buses share for Kidani and Jumbo? Do they tend to be full regularly? Not so much needed for this trip, but seeing as we're buying there, worth knowing.
Depends on the time of year, just like every other resort. I mean, and the time of day.
And they do share, though, right? I mean, both of those, as far as I can remember, both they share a bus.
Yeah, and I don't know that I've ever been on them where they were so packed or that you had to wait for two buses.
I haven't either.
I think only on one trip we had an issue where it was just really, really crowded and we had to wait. But especially going to Disney Springs, you know, not going to a park, I mean, it's going to be less crowded than if you were going to Epcot. So I shouldn't have any issues with Disney Springs, I would think. Okay.
Back to the drink. I've Googled. There's not a drink at the resort, only at the park. Thank you very much.
Hey, Aunt, the only thing I would say for that is the buses, they aren't jammed, I would say, but they are active and busy because that is the only form of transportation. So if you stayed at Wilderness Lodge, there's multiple forms of transportation to and from the resort. But specifically at this resort, there's only the bus service and obviously your personal car or an Uber or a minivan should you want it, but that is the only form right there.
I don't think they can get their personal car over here.
Well, they could rent one, right? I guess. You never, they might
well,
be could, really,
but it
they might
may
be
show
really
up a
wealthy
later than they do.
Really wealthy.
It's all right. A long slow boat.
All right, so Tyler Lee, our friend Tyler, and your friend asked, yep, might not be a question anyone could answer, but why did Disney not build Animal Kingdom close enough to walk or boat to Animal Kingdom Park?
And I think his wife already answered that.
Yeah, Katrina said, I don't think there's actually water for the boat. And so I will give a little bit of information, though, here. It says, this one guy chimed in with a little star by him named Scott Ferrioli. I'm not sure, but it would be cool if they had safari trucks take you off-road over there. How cool would that be, huh?
The safari... That'd be really cool.
Or repopulate that train and use that train to drive you back and forth. Wouldn't that be neat? Okay.
Long as not the gondola thingies. I'm not getting anything over my feet off the ground.
Okay.
Do you not take the monorail either, P?
Not particularly.
Wow.
Okay. Rides don't bother me. Flights don't bother me. But I just don't like not having my feet on the ground. I'm not crazy about the monorail.
Okay.
Unless it's a broom she's riding, she's not thrilled about it.
Come on now. let me cover for you. Hang on. Let me cover for you really fast. Tammy's...
By the way, Scott, I'm going to the beach this weekend.
Shocker.
Tammy Scott.
It's my birthday, so I'm allowed.
Officer, I don't know what happened. I'm sure she was provoked and just defended herself. That's, I don't know.
Chris has been telling you for a year now, you shouldn't pick on me.
Don't pick on a woman, I'm telling you. All right. Tammy Scott has not so much questions, but a bunch of comments. Talk about all the activities to do there for kids and adults. Check.
But she does have answers to some things that we were wondering about
right
on this thread, so we can talk about those a little bit more too.
We will. Wine tasting at Jiko with bottles of wine, check. Most of these,
didn't she say with kids?
I
and adults. She said kids and adults.
I thought she meant adults with kids.
Well, maybe her kid's 30. I don't know, Pete.
Yeah, her kid's like 10.
Okay. Most of these are the names of all the time, so let me see here. She has a list.
But I do
here.
See a cultural tour of Sana'a at 4 p.m.
Yes, Chris, yes. Yes.
You
were right.
So there you go. That's great. And then I'm looking for the other one. I think that there's another one at Jumbo, too.
Okay.
But I remember them being at 4 p.m., so...
Talk about the unlimited jungle juice mimosas if you're lucky enough to score a club-level stay. Who's stayed at club-level? Was it you, B., crowding
Tammy
in
has, and she put me on her reservation.
Sweet.
I did. I stayed at club level last time.
Did you really?
They were because they made so many mistakes with our reservation. Scott was so sweet. My Scott, not Scott Terry, although you're sweet too, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
But my husband was so sweet with the front desk that they were just like trying to make him happy with anything. And they ended up, it was my birthday, so they ended up giving us club level for the rest of our trip. So it was like 4 days we got club level, and it was amazing. Okay. It was just great.
Hey, Scott, don't worry. On the post this week, I'm going to identify you as my Scott. Don't worry. So someone's going to say, well, my Scott answered the question. So we'll take care of it.
There is a nighttime adventure tour.
That's not creepy at all.
By the way.
Okay, Scott Gerke, can you please talk about the value rooms at Jumbo House? We're staying in a 2-bedroom value villa this summer and haven't been able to find much of anything in regards to a video or a photo tour that would give us an idea of what to expect. But the funny thing is, I actually know of a guy who's out there taking videos right now for his DVC thing going on. Scott, what's that about?
We're trying to get a lot more active on pretty much all of social media. We just started doing posting Instagram stuff in the last week or so. We're trying to get a lot more videos going at all the parks. We just did Animal Kingdom one a month or two ago. We have one value view, I think, video it's DVC rental with no dash in it on YouTube for a value view studio at Animal Kingdom. We haven't done a 2-bedroom yet. You know, maybe it's something we could try to get into, but you know, we kind of covered all the value stuff earlier. Essentially, it's three feet shorter. So I mean, it's like the regular 2 bedrooms. Maybe they might lose a little piece of furniture or something in there just because of those 3 feet. But it's a fantastic steal to get those value views. So
yeah,
job,
this
Scott.
Is going to get super confusing because you know it's another Scott. But we'll call
this one's
Scott
my Scott.
Gerke. Yeah,
this
we'll
is Scott Scott.
Maybe. but I did not notice any difference. I mean, I think if you would have maybe just stayed in a regular 2-bedroom and then moved into a value, you would know. But there was not one time when I thought, oh, this is a little bit small. The only thing that was a little bit weird was in the master bedroom. I think you had to, in order to open the door all the way, we had to sit on the bed to get the door. There was something weird with the door. But it wasn't an inconvenience at all. It was just something that, you know, I think I had read about it and I noticed it. But you wouldn't even know that it was any smaller.
Okay. Hey,
I agree.
Scott, I also, you know, I was just trying to throw it to you there. My Scott. This is okay. To my Scott. give me the YouTube channel again one more time. What is it?
Oh, it's just one word, DVC rental. There's no dash in there because you can't really do dashes, I think, on YouTube. So it's just DVC rental.
And you just put out a video of Magic Kingdom as well, too. So you've got this a much bigger, wider net here of what you're capturing. And your video quality is really good, too, as well. So follow on YouTube.
We're getting there. One of our employees is a lot bigger into photography and video. And he actually just sent me in the mail the newest GoPro that they have out and also some really expensive gimbal that you hook it up to that, you know, makes it so it doesn't shake at all, and you can have it pan and do all sorts of magical stuff that I haven't even tried yet. So the video is going to be getting better as well. So it's all going to be in HD and nice and crystal clear, and we'll see how it goes.
On Instagram too, right?
Yep. Instagram, I actually just pushed it for the first time on Facebook today. It's, again, DVC rental, one word. So it's Instagram.com/DVC rental. And we've been posting a bunch of photos on there, and there's going to be a lot of really nice stuff coming in the next several months.
Okay.
What that means is they're not letting me shoot any of the video. It's going to be better quality.
Pretty much so, yeah.
We weren't saying that out loud. We were just implying.
Bee's great shooting video of herself partying at the parks and dancing and stuff, but when we want, you know, crystal clear pictures or, you know, HD
Don't
video.
Don't forget my speaking ability.
And if you want B's singing ability, we have that as well, but that's different videos.
Oh, man. Okay. Stacy, right. Pete, do we have any more?
Yeah. So the last one that I see on this thread is from Amy Tolos. She said, let's talk about booking cash stay. Why is there 3 options? Kidani/Animal Kingdom Lodge and Jumbo. It confuses me. And then she said, also club level. Is it really all that great? yes, club level is really all that great.
Wow.
But the first question can either be or Scott speak to that. I'll read it one more time. Let's talk when booking cash stay. Why is there three options? Kidani / Animal Kingdom Lodge and Jumbo.
Well, remember, I'm also a Disney travel agent, so I'm guessing what she's referring to is that you can book, again, floors, you know, the fifth floor is all DVC rooms. We'll leave it at the club level for now, but fifth floor is all DVC rooms. So you can book one of those DVC rooms through cash, through Disney, but then you can also book regular lodge rooms, you know, floors, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, 2, 3, 4 that have different layouts than the regular DVC rooms. So technically you could do the DVC rooms at Jumbo, regular rooms at Jumbo, and then since all of the rooms at Kidani are DVC, that's just all one booking level. So technically I guess there are three.
Okay. But there are only two parts to Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's Animal Kingdom Lodge encompasses Kidani and Jumbo House.
Animal Kingdom Lodge should just be Jumbo House. They refer to Jumbo as the lodge. Kidani gotcha. Should be by itself. Like, as an example, Animal Kingdom, if you book a cash room in the regular lodge, they have some rooms that have bunk beds in them, where none of the DVC rooms have bunk beds. So there's different types of room that are part of the lodge that are not part of DVC.
Got it.
So there are two different types of categories, I guess, for the, quote, lodge that you can book.
Okay. So on the other Disney Vacation Club site that we posted this, which you guys are sponsors for that site. So I just had a couple comments, not so much questions. So Kelly Lizzo says, it's so pretty, which we all agree. And Jennifer Quayle Robinson says, our first day as DVC members was last month at Kidani, and we loved it. It is so beautiful and peaceful, which I think we've all echoed during our show today.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it here for the Animal Kingdom Lodge. But, Scott, here's what I want to know. So, let's say right now I contacted you today and I said, hey, I'm interested in buying it. Are there points available right now? Is there anything available at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
You're talking about renting a room, correct?
Renting and buying. Do you have both?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, renting a room. Right now we have a ton of points available. More than 7 months out. So if you specifically need Animal Kingdom Lodge more than 7 months out, we have lots of Animal Kingdom points. If it's less than 7 months out, we have even more points available. So lots and lots of options for Animal Kingdom. And at the moment, through buy and sell, you know, where B is our broker, Animal Kingdom are the contracts that we have the most of at the moment. So there's lots of opportunities to stay there. And we have lots of opportunities also for you to buy in and become a DVC member owning at Animal Kingdom.
Okay, talk about the value quickly. In terms of like from, you know, point value in terms of purchase, where is Animal Kingdom thought of, Animal Kingdom Lodge thought of?
I think it's one of the better values, especially if you can get a value or a standard room. Savannah is still cheaper than a Grand Floridian room, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Scott? Yep,
that's correct.
And it's an amazing place to stay. The contract also does not expire until 2057 when you're buying. We have contracts on the market right now from 160 points up to 240 points. We just put a 450-point contract under contract not too long ago.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you can get a room for nine points a night and you've got 100 points,
yeah.
You can figure that out. That's more than, that's what, 11 nights?
Yeah.
You can get a value room?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great deal. What about in terms of, like, what is it going for right now? If I wanted to talk to Disney direct, what is Animal Kingdom Lodge going for per point? Do you know, Scott?
Yep. Direct Animal Kingdom sells for $171 per point.
And I obviously it's going to be different, but give me the ballpark from what it sells resale right now.
Depending on the number of points and what's banked, borrowed, and available, you're looking at anywhere from, what, 107 to 120?
Okay, so it's not quite half, but it's close.
Yeah, but they are getting bought back. We had two bought back last week, and I hate saying that, and they were priced at $103 and $107 a point.
Okay.
So Disney is seeing the value in Animal Kingdom.
From what I know, it's often thought of as if not the best value, but the second best value. I always think of a Saratoga as a really good value in terms of a purchase there for DVC. But even me personally, I have 290 points at Saratoga. But if I could rewind time and go back to 2011, I'd buy here. This is where I'd buy because I love the property. I've stayed on it a couple times now, and I thought it was just magnificent. So if I could go back, I'd buy here would be my first choice. Just because it's so incredibly themed, this would be my place.
What's one of the great things is that the three largest resorts are Old Key West, Saratoga Springs, and Animal Kingdom. So they're typically the last three that sell out as well. So, you know, if it's a last-minute reservation, you know, there's a good chance that Animal Kingdom still could be available. So even if you don't own Animal Kingdom, we're at seven months or so. I mean, Animal Kingdom is readily available typically. So it's a great option to stay at.
Okay. So, B and Scott, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. And if you've stayed with us this long, we appreciate it because we know we've gone long today. But the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you know, it just makes it, you know, honestly, we probably could talk for another hour. So we want to cut this short.
It's Pete's fault. He talks too much.
He's right. He never stops talking. He never stops talking. So I want to get back to an idea we posed earlier. So here's our idea. So we've got a giveaway. And on our last show of the WWU, we went on this diatribe about Albanese gummies, which is where are they located, Peter?
They are in Hammond and Maryville, Indiana.
Gotcha. So Northwest Indiana. And you'll probably recognize the name because they sell it at a lot of supermarkets, but they have 12 different flavors of gummy bears. So I am so hoping that Albanese is listening to this and may consider sponsoring our show. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So Pete's made two trips to Albanese. They also supply the gummies for Walt Disney World. Is that correct, Pete?
Yes. If you have ever picked up the Goofy's Candy Company gummy bears, those are made by Albanese.
Okay. So we've got a pound of gummies. Here's what we're looking for. So we're going to give away a pound. We're going to go and mail it out to you, and you'll be, you know, ready to get the cavities at your house like we are at our house right now. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to either Scott, give us the name of your Facebook group again.
Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC.
And so here's what you're eligible to do. You're either going to go to the Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC or the WDW Review Facebook page. When we post this show, which will be out in on a Tuesday, we're going to go and post the notes for the show and the advertisement. I'm looking for this.
It should be the 17th.
It will be the 17th is exactly right.
Yes. Pete.
I'm looking for this. We're going to do a miniature three words game. Okay, so you're going to post your best three words that describe Animal Kingdom Lodge. And we're going to go and probably have a show about that, either in Scott and B's group or on the WDW Review Facebook page. If you post your words there, we're going to make a show out of it again afterwards. We will judge the best, and you're going to be sitting fat and sassy with a pound of gummy bears. Sound good? And
sounds like a plan.
We're hoping maybe B will kick in a stick or two at that point.
I think we can handle that.
She can handle that. All right. So that's the deal. Scott and B, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, someone wanted some information on Animal Kingdom Lodge, how could they do so?
They could always,
go ahead, Scott.
Sure. You can always contact me at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at DVC-rental.com.
Okay.
And if you're looking for me to buy, it is buyandselldvc@gmail.com.
And join the Facebook group as well, too. Their Facebook group is just unbelievable and supportive. It's honestly probably what more Facebook groups should be like, because it's just people asking questions and getting answers. It's just the right amount of humor, and honestly, there is no malicious behavior. There is no, I mean, there's snark, but it's all good intended, and there's nothing you know malevolent about that. So join their Facebook group as well. Stacy, Pete, if they want to get a hold of us, how can they do so?
Go ahead,
well, the best way, the most fun way, would be to join our community, EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T, searched on Facebook, and request to join, and one of our awesome admin will approve you if you've answered the three questions and proven that you are not indeed a robot. So
or
that
a droid.
Would be the best way. Or a droid.
Sorry, B.
Or
sorry,
a drone.
That's all right. As long as I make fun of myself first.
All right. Peter, how could they get a hold of us besides that?
The other way would be at the WDW Review Facebook page, as always.
Outstanding. All right. So we're going to sign off for the evening. We appreciate you guys sticking with us this long. We know we went long, but we could have probably gone a heck of a lot longer. So for my good friends, Peter, Stacy, B, and Scott, we'd like to thank you and have a great day.
See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I want gummy bears.
Sorry, get behind me. I'm already in line.